Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, we're talking about where we're going, what's going on, and how we're doing it, and why we're doing it, and where, and who's involved in it. And I've been sharing with you some of the things that got us started, and I've just thought in my mind. I mentioned Brother Arnold Motz and his dear sister Gertrude and on the program a week or so ago, and Gertrude died the next day. She had missed church. When I drop into the little Woodland Park Chapel, I generally sit on the same pew as dear sister Gertrude did, because I just kind of liked it. And that dear 93-year-old handmaiden of the Lord is a blessing down through her life. And her brother Arnold, Gertrude never married, and she'd worked for the postal department and worked for the army over across the ocean, I believe, during the war years. I don't know all the details of that, but she's gone to meet her reward. She beat us to heaven. And Arnold Motz, the pastor, is such a blessing to me and has been all his life. Arnold served in World War II. He didn't want to. They're Germans, and he didn't want to go over there and kill Germans and or kill anybody else, but he wanted to do his bit, and he joined the American Field Service, and he was out there, and their sole job was saving lives. And he has stories to tell, and I'm going to get that old brother before this microphone one of these days and introduce him to you. He's pastoring his little flock there in this Woodland Park Chapel on 102nd, just north of Halsey. It's 1914 Northeast Halsey, and they have services on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, and they have them in the evening, and they have their little Sunday school. It's not big, but that's the way they want to do it, and they're hanging on, and it's a light in the community. So I drop in every once in a while when I'm not busy speaking, doing First Nation ministry business someplace else or places that I have to go, and I enjoy it. And Arnold Motz, bless his heart, he's 91, and he's still carrying the torch, praise God. And then there's Leon Hansen, the businessman that has joined hands with me, and Leon's not here, but he's going to be here, and I'll get him up before this microphone along the way. But he had to have an operation on his shoulder joint, whatever they call that. But anyway, it's serious. There was a torn ligament, and it was very painful, and he's still recuperating. And I talked to him this morning, and he was so glad. He said, I can shampoo my hair with both hands now again, and he told the doctor, and the doctor said, don't do it. You don't use that shoulder at all. So he was lamenting that, and I had bid him to be patient, but he's raring to go. And he drives truck, and he helps, and he's all computer literate, and I'm illiterate when it comes to digital stuff and computers and the cameras and all, but Leon's one of the key places, persons, key players. And there's dear brother Bob King sitting over back of a camera taking my picture and making not only audio disc of it, but it'll have the visual disc there too when it's all done. They'll be on file and can be reproduced if anybody wants to reproduce them. And Bob is another man that understands the computerized stuff, and we'd be lost without him. And he's he's a big part of the operation, neighbor, and we'll have him up here. I don't know how he's going to have to arrange that to get away from the camera taking the pictures and the microphones recording all this and be on it at the same time, but we'll bring it to pass. And then there's my darling daughter, Deborah Joan. Debbie has been by her dad's side from day one. Number of years back when with Frontier Missions, we were struggling and we needed help. And she quit her job. She was one of the senior school bus drivers for the David Douglas District. And she had 15 years of seniority with a lot of benefits, and her pay was over $15 an hour way back there when she walked away from it and came down to help her old daddy for $8 an hour. And they had to tighten their belts. They had to eat into their savings. It was sacrifice, but she never regretted it. And when things had to be changed here, why, she got caught in it too, and God allowed it, so we're not complaining. But it wasn't a matter of choice. The door closed for me, and she was terminated, and she said, well, I'm going with my daddy anyway, so here she is, and I couldn't operate without my daughter. And now she's the one that kind of takes care of old dad and mom and how we're getting along and how's it going. And she has a wonderful son. She lost her oldest son, but her youngest son, Jesse, you've heard me tell about him. If I get going on him, we won't have time for anything else. I won't drag the pictures out because you couldn't see them anyway, but that boy and I are very close. I'm tooling around in the Dodge that I wouldn't be driving, I wouldn't have, if it hadn't been for Jesse's suggestion and his leading and his help. And I just appreciate it, and I want to tell you something. He's putting his dollars where his mouth is, and we wouldn't have gotten started like we have without Jess's help and his mom. And then there's Marv Betcher, and I'm going to feature these people in the newsletters long. I'm going to put out one before long, that just some of the people that's been such a blessing in their picture and a little bit about them. I want you to get to know the team, and I want you to be part of it. It's a fine bunch of people, and they're just down to earth, common. Praise God. And then there's Marv. He left his fishing boats. He was a deep sea fisherman, had that steel hull boat. Dream, and I'm not going to get through all these names. I'm going to tell you about Marv. He was poking around out there catching fish. He's an old Sand Hill, Nebraska boy. Daddy moved out here to Dallas, Oregon, and Marv came along, of course, and when he got bigger, he started fishing commercially, and he finally got his dream boat. I think it was a 50-foot steel hull boat, and it was a Cadillac. I don't know the make, but it was a good one. And he felt a pull to do something for the Indians he had met in the fishing business down along the Oregon coast and the Washington coast. And he'd poke into those little villages, and there were Indians, and so he started taking Bibles and knocking on doors and telling them about Jesus, and he had a burden. Oh, God, help these people. And out at sea, he listened almost incessantly to his radio, and one day he heard, hello there, neighbor. And boy, he listened, and when he got in and off of that fishing trip, well, he looked me up. And I'll never forget when we met, he came to the Frontier Mission office, and it was a love at first sight situation. And that's the way it went. And he's like Peter of old. He left his nets and sold his boat, and he joined up. And the sacrifice it meant, he isn't making the money he made when he was fishing, but all he's asking is enough to get by, and sometimes I wonder how he gets by on as little as he does. But his dear wife's right with him, and they're a faithful couple, and they're on the team. And Marv's one of the best 18-wheeler men. He drove logging trucks when fishing season was off, while he drove big rigs and highway and also a lot of log trucks and haul logs out of the hills in the snow, and he knows all about chains and snow, and I've been with Marv. I've got some stories about that old boy putting the old truck up on the lookout pass when we were the only ones that got over that night. The trucks were crossways and sidewashed and all fishtailed, but Marv got us through praying to God. Then there's a lot of others, but I'll get to them on another time. I want to tell you something, neighbor. You're not just a listener. If you get involved, you're a brother or a sister, and you're on the team, and things will happen that will not happen unless you do your part. Because this is a bigger battle and a bigger proposition than any one group. And part of our calling is to encourage everyone that's out there. We've helped denominational works of every kind. We're helping them now. And it's a burden for them. Many of them have closed out of the Indian mission work. They've dropped, they've reduced their work, and some of them are, many of them, out of it altogether. But where we can encourage these people and help them to just hang on, we're doing more. We're not trying to do it all. We're trying to get everybody to do something that God wants them to do. And He needs you, Christians, regardless of your denomination.
Thank you for listening to this classic First Nation Ministries broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein, where our mission is to reach Native Americans with the gospel of Jesus Christ while also helping with their daily physical needs. If you share our hearts in this ministry, we ask you to first pray for us, and then if you're able, to help us with the expenses associated with our work, including the costs of radio airtime, which can add up rather quickly. We thank you so much for your help and invite you to listen to the contact information at the close of the program. Please write for the First Nation Ministries newsletter and help us continue to reach the Indian tribes with the message of Jesus Christ through your prayers and financial gifts. Write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can also call us at 503-408-2391. That's 503-408-2391. Or visit our website, firstnationministries.org.